It's no secret that the U.S. faces some big challenges with regard to the size and capacity of its cybersecurity workforce, but putting a finer point on those challenges isn't as easy. What's the best way to teach cyber skills, and where are they in shortest supply? An all-week event at Virginia Tech tried to both ask and answer some of those questions this week. At the 2014 U.S. Cyber Challenge Summer Cyber Camp, attendees got intensive training on discrete cyber skills, but also an overview of the overall workforce shortage and where their specialized skills might be able to help. Mary Galloway is Director of Finance for the Women's Society of Cyber Jitsu. She's one of the 45 participants in this week's event, and she joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Mary. Thanks for coming on Federal News Radio.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
So tell us a little bit about what went on during the camp this week.
Basically, it was hands-on classes in memory forensics, car hacking, web app pen testing, which all accumulated to a capture the flag competition, which was super exciting. And we just basically got to learn a little bit about each of those areas and kind of get an idea of where we want to go once we get out of school or get into the job force.
And what sort of level were the participants at? Are these people that are just entering the cybersecurity workforce predominantly, or are these seasoned experts more or less?
Mostly college students. Some of the people are newer to the field. There are a few, like myself, that are actually in the field, but we're still kind of new to it. So no super experts, but everybody there was really smart.
Sure. Did you get a sense that most people came away from it with a better idea of where their particular interests and particular skills might be applied out there in the actual community?
Yes, definitely. One of the girls that was my suite mate, she actually said she gained more experience than she thought she would ever gain from something like this. And she was really, really excited.
To tell us a little bit more about the actual events, you mentioned the capture the flag exercise. How does that work? How exactly was the competition structured? What were you trying to do in that exercise?
So basically the competition, we were in teams of four, there was 12 teams, and we were given access to a set of different websites that we had to go and actually find vulnerabilities, and in those vulnerabilities were flags. And once you found a flag, you got points for that. And so as you went through, the challenges got a little bit harder. So there was wireless challenges, there was Windows password hacking, Linux passwords, basic exploiting of websites, and just trying to use the skills that we learned in some of the classes we took this week to actually get into these things and pull out the information we needed, which was the flag.
So help us, the participants in this challenge, I imagine virtually all of them have been through or in the middle of formal college or university, you know, cyber educations. Compare and contrast what you learn in a formal, you know, ongoing semester by semester classroom setting versus an intensive, immersive 1 week event like this.
I think this goes well with the more formal education. I say that because here it hits you in the face. It's bam, bam, bam. You're learning this stuff quickly, but it's sticking to you. And when you finish the course, you go home, you practice this stuff. As with formal education, that's more of the theory behind things. So we actually were able to analyze data from real images from systems.
Right. And so I guess in the formal education setting, you learn things once, as you said, the theory. But if you're going to do this for a living, you need to constantly be practicing and learning
exactly.
What's going on in the real world.
Exactly.
And so the organization that you're involved with, the Women's Society of Cyber Jitsu, obviously focused on women in this field. Interestingly, there's a brand new RAND Corporation report out on the shortage of the cyber workforce. They pointed to a particular issue with women and said one of the points that caught my eye was, especially when you look at the people with elite levels of skills, the percentage of women who hold those skills and are working in the workforce is in the single digits, which is kind of shocking when you think about the fact that we're just not taking advantage of half the population that could be doing this work. What's your read on why that is? Why women are so underrepresented in this profession?
I think it boils down to when you're growing up, usually as a child or in middle school, you're not really pushed towards a STEM, a technology-based education. You're pushed more towards the business side. And girls tend to not really think they can do that kind of job. They don't see it as appealing in some cases. And so I think that's a direct contribution to the lack of women. I think there were six women today or at this camp this week. And I mean, there's plenty of women out there that want to get into this field, but they just don't know how, or they're a little bit afraid to do it. And so that's why our group is here to help women do that. And we help girls as well with our Cyber Jiu-Jitsu Girls Academy. And so we're tapping into those areas where it's needed to say, hey, you guys can do this. We have the resources. Come to us. We'll help you.
Well, one of the things I've been hearing more and more lately is that there has been a sense in the past that in order to get into the cybersecurity field, you need to have a big background that's steeped in IT, and that more and more people are realizing that you don't necessarily. You need to have a personality that's persistent, that's interested in tackling tough problems, and you can learn the specialized skills that you need once you have that background. Does that sound about right to you?
It does, and I don't think you need to have an extensive IT background to know the basics. Yeah, you need to know the basics, because obviously security builds on the network. But you don't have to have, 30 years of IT to go into security. Like you said, as long as you have the personality and the ability to learn and the willingness to want to learn that stuff, you should be able to get in. Now, it's convincing hiring managers and having people change their mindset about that. That's the hard part.
Would you say that is harder than actually getting women interested, or are they equally challenging?
I think they're equally challenging. I mean, because, like I said, there's a lot of women that are interested in this. They don't know what area of cybersecurity they're interested in, but they are interested in cybersecurity. They just don't know how to do it. They don't necessarily have the confidence that they need, which all women can do this job.
Before we go, can you tell me a little bit more about what you do in the Society of Cyberjitsu to get people interested and focus their energies?
I always just try to have a positive attitude. I try to be a role model as somebody that's in the field that's trying to enhance their skills. And I try to encourage people, hey, you can do this. This is what we're born to do. We're born to do things that are challenging and make things happen. And that's what we do. We try to make people feel comfortable.